This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind, though we've been focusing on socialism here, actually for most of the show. There's a piece over at Common Dreams that are claiming socialism is what made America great, highlighting specifically government public works projects like the interstate system and the Tennessee Valley Authority.
And Social Security and health care.
And when you came up with the Tennessee Valley Authority, I thought, oh, there's something like really corrupt about that. I just, you know, I didn't grow up there, so I don't know a whole lot about the Tennessee Valley Authority. And so I found a neat article from downsizinggovernment.org that's all about it. So this socialist is heralding it as some, you know, wonderful thing that has brought progress to this previously repressed area of the country, and if it weren't for this socialist program of wealth redistribution, this, you know, government jobs program, they say here in this story that they currently have over 10,900 employees and $11 billion in annual revenues. I mean, this is a big operation, and of course, like with the government roads, the author would have you believe that if it weren't for these projects, then the Tennessee Valley Authority would be destitute. Yep. They would have no power.
Prior to it, poverty, hunger, ill health, malaria.
Right. Not the Tennessee Valley Authority, but the Tennessee Valley. Right. Yeah. And the whole,
the area.
Appalachia area.
Right. But they want you to believe that because they brought this company in, this federally managed, federally owned company that doesn't have to pay taxes, they can sell power at a lower rate than its competition, which it doesn't have because they have a monopoly on that particular landmass. There's a little bit more here to share from the story. So it points out that they started this thing during the New Deal, that they stole land from more than 15,000 people in order to do this. So using eminent domain, stealing people's land. Because, you know, there's no better way to make a family's life better than to bully them out of their home.
Well, they get the money so they can just move elsewhere and buy whatever they can.
They get the money they decide they get.
Of course.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, nobody who's ever been forced out by eminent domain said, yeah, baby, I got the best price ever.
The creation of a federal electric utility was championed by progressives who wanted to uplift the people in the Tennessee Valley with subsidized power, flood control, farming, and economic development.
Those poor undesirables. We'll create a socialist program for them.
It turned out, however, that neighboring states with private power grew just as fast as Tennessee did in subsequent decades, and they also extended power to rural communities as fast as the TVA did within its region.
How could they possibly do that?
The government-owned TVA has become an anachronism, as the global trend for more than two decades has been to privatize electric utilities. In the United States, private sector corporations dominate the electric generation and transmission industries. There's no theoretical or practical reason why the TVA should also not be private. If the TVA had performed better than private utilities over the years, then there might have been an argument for government ownership, but it's performed poorly on both financial and environmental management. You know, the environment that's so important to many of these progressives. Privatizing it would create an institutional structure that would improve efficiency, reduce costs, create more transparency, and allow for better environmental oversight. However, I would also like to add that in addition to privatizing this organization, they should also open the market to competition.
Yep, no more monopolies.
Because having a private company running power is better than having the government do it, but if they have a monopoly, you still have a situation that is not optimal for the marketplace.
I think that for decentralization to really reach its full stride, you're going to need to see solar power come into its own and probably thorium salt reactors, be sort of allowed as a technology.
This is that thing that you were talking about the other night where a little reactor can pump, pump power to a whole neighborhood.
I think it's better to refer to them as meltdown-proof reactors.
Now, that's pretty sweet.
And
why don't we have these yet? Is the government saying you can't have them, basically standing in the way?
Because the military-industrial complex benefits from these uranium reactors that they have, or plutonium. I'm no expert in this area, but they need the fissible material or whatever from them to create their bombs. And so that was the reason for these things. And they're bigger and they produce more power, whereas a smaller thorium salt reactor can't melt down, but it's only going to power, say, a neighborhood.
Well, speaking of nuclear power, that's what comes next here in this story. So
it's close to Edison's original idea of DC generators in neighborhoods, as opposed to the AC that was created by Tesla and where it sort of worked out.
Centerpiece of TVA's dysfunction was its nuclear program, which has been problematic from the beginning. A 1985 Washington Post story provided a taste of the historic problems. TVA had envisioned the most ambitious nuclear system in the U.S., planning in three states to build 17 reactors capable of supplying 40% of the TVA's, or the Tennessee Valley's, power. Today, TVA is operating just two atomic plants. Eight of them were abandoned while under construction. Three were shut down by the TVA earlier this year following pressure from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
Is this a recent article, like 2019?
This is 2016.
Okay.
Over the serious safety concerns. Four others, now partially built, have experienced substantial construction delays or have been questioned for safety reasons. In the intervening years, according to an NRC report, TVA has been cited for more than 1,000 violations of Nuclear Regulatory Commission regulations.
No problem.
Twice as many as an unidentified utility of comparable size and three times the national average. So, if you want nuclear power, don't put the government in charge of it, because they're going to botch it up. They're going to make it more dangerous. Remember Chernobyl?
Fukushima?
I remember the Quakers being all upset about the Vermont Yankee reactor over here and getting it shut down, safest reactor in the nation.
But it's shut down now.
Right, because a bunch of liberals who don't understand nuclear power, go and make that happen, right?
It's the fear of the downside, because when you think of it going bad, you always think of, like, Chernobyl,
sure,
or recently Fukushima, where it's like it's right, catastrophic.
But no educated person can talk about green energy without talking about nuclear power. Uneducated people can talk about green energy. We can see that in the Democratic lineup for president.
Okay.
Right? Like, sure, you can yickety-yak about sustainable energy and all that other stuff, but you really can't talk about this stuff until we talk about nuclear reactors.
But they're not going to talk about it seriously because of the downside.
Nope. They're going to write pretend papers about pretend stuff where magic, ecologically sound energy sources exist.
Sun and the wind, man. That's as natural as it gets.
Sure. And I believe one day that's totally going to be plenty. But that day isn't today.
Okay.
Many problems have afflicted, the TVA's nuclear program, including ineffective leadership, management infighting, and a major fire at an Alabama plant. The company ended up canceling a slew of nuclear plants during the 1980s, for which it had spent $5 billion. In 1998, Ralph Nader opined, quote, TVA is by any measure the worst nuclear project in the country and has the poorest safety record. And if Ralph Nader's going against your socialist program, you've got a bad one on your hands.
And that's a bad combination, right? Bad safety and nuclear power.
Very bad.
There's ways to do it right with minimal down, but nobody wants to worry. Nobody wants to risk that.
Well, don't worry. In 2007, the TVA restarted its nuclear construction program with a building of the Watts Bar 2 plant. Just like past nuclear projects, this project went far over budget, with its cost rising from $2.5 billion to about $4.5 billion. So, almost double what the original proposal was.
Working for the government means you never have to say you're sorry.
Right. And this is not unusual, by the way. I mean, when it comes to government
network
programs,
that's part of the thing. The cell is talking. They'll give you the price when they're attempting to get this whole thing passed.
Right.
We're going through the public discourse period, and this is going to cost 37 cents.
It's only going to cost each taxpayer this much.
Right. That's exactly how they do it. You're exactly
pennies.
Right.
Pennies
to each taxpayer. I don't know why you wouldn't do this. And then, they trot it all out, and finally, when we're all done, it's this huge gigantic boondoggle.
The TVA also moved forward and then backward in recent years on completing two Belafonte nuclear plants in Alabama that were originally started in the 1980s. They're not even done yet.
So they got a good 30, 40 years on this. They're right. Still working on it.
The plants were almost complete, but now they appear to be canceled for good. The company spent a remarkable $6 billion on the Belafonte plants.
Damn!
Spending that is now down the drain. And whose money was it they spent?
Tax.
Federal government. That's your money. 855-450-FREE.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by local.bitcoin.com, where you can go to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods around the planet. There's people on local.bitcoin.com, and you don't have to show an ID to create an account. There's no what they call know your customer requirements. They don't have to have those because they're not actually holding on to your funds at any point. It's all done, the sales are all done by smart contracts, which means that you control your funds, not the website. And they also encrypt all communications between buyers and sellers. So you've got privacy there. And it's actually, I think, probably the only platform like this, because the other one that sells Bitcoin, BTC, is not a private platform anymore at all.
And so making more mistakes daily.
Yeah, it's really bad. Local.bitcoin.com. Get on over there. Get started. And buy and sell some Bitcoin Cash. You might be able to make a little bit of money doing it. So we go on here. In fact, some of our co-hosts, like Aria DeMezzo, I think she's the number one seller on the site. As a matter of fact, at local.bitcoin.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. We can talk more about the Tennessee Valley Authority, which one article from Common Dreams held up as this pinnacle of socialist success. But according to, you know, reality, it's been an absolute nightmare. And
well, the reality of that article, right? The reality of this article, socialist success.
Sure. Well, I mean, from their perspective, it's helped people get power who they don't think otherwise would have received power, even though surrounding areas got power, too, without the Tennessee Valley Authority and just as quickly, according to this story at downsizinggovernment.org. But let's go to Tritium. He is on our Discord server. Tritium, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I wanted to originally talk about people choosing, you know, other kind of ideas over the Liberty Movement, but as I've kind of been in and out listening to the show, I kind of switched a little bit to this idea of freedom and obtaining freedom based on that same conversation, like, you know, Mark was saying about you're trying, but are you really seeing like tangible results? And it's a different kind of ideology than, you know, most that are statists or such. And so I kind of want to put out like a leftist or socialist idea where a different type of freedom, because they have a very different idea of freedom. But one could say,
right,
that they could put forth the idea that a single payer or state run healthcare system, what it could do is, and just bear with me, because I'm just putting out this alternative idea that it could relieve people of this precarious state, this idea that a sudden illness could mean, you know, bankruptcy, or the idea that a workplace injury could,
sure,
result in permanent, you know, poverty and not being able to feed your kids and live, yep, on the street and stuff. So, I mean, they have this idea that could be a different freedom and people could be free to go about their own endeavors. And you could bring that around through legislation and reformism, or you could have a socialist revolution and you can get the government can run all kinds of things. But then as an activist for libertarianism, as a free market activist, you know, what are you going to say, even as a, what I call myself, identify as a radical free market libertarian, the idea that you're going to get by the traditional definition, the capitalist class, or whatever you want to call them, to give up their status controls of industries like healthcare and their state privileges in order to allow all kinds of people to compete in all sorts of ways, which competition lowering prices vastly. Do you think you're going to, through non-aggression, get them to change your mind, you know, about that? It's frustrating.
No, that's why we can't live with these people.
Right. I mean, so, statists don't want to give up their power, and then, you know, the reformers out there simply want to redesign state power, and the reformers have been successful. So, for instance, you go from basically having no restrictions to having sort of the AMA and putting in the FDA and that sort of thing, and saying, all right, these drugs are safe and these drugs aren't, and then over time you get more and more intrusions into the healthcare market to the point that people are calling, say, healthcare today in the United States that's extraordinarily high priced, even though Obamacare is in place. I mean, it's not like healthcare prices have just dropped or anything like that. It had to be a healthcare market under George Bush, which was already three-quarters socialist. Three out of every $4 that were spent in healthcare at the time were spent by the government. Then healthcare prices continue to go up and up and up. Insurance, of course, goes up and up and up. And it's basically the government's been involved every step of the way. The one factor that we can point to all along with the price increases in healthcare is the government increase in government involvement. And those are the things that I try to tell leftists when it comes to this stuff. And ultimately, they don't have the imagination to see that, yes, quite frankly, a free market would cause competition in the area of healthcare would drive down pricing as it drives down everything else because, well, it's impossible. So let's just go ahead and take the last final step to single payer, and that'll be a solution. And you know what? I'll bet you that's the solution that comes along in the United States. I don't see how we're going to avoid it in the next 10 years.
Sorry, go ahead. I was going to say, Ian said something very interesting, and it can be a topic of ultimate discussion later, but he said we cannot live with these people. So when you talk about those socialist programs and how people would pay for it, it's amazing to me that the idea was debunked, hundreds of years ago, right, by Bastiat, when he talked about that which is seen and that which is unseen. The socialist sees all the benefits and all the freedoms that comes along with not having to worry about their health and their health care and not having to concern themselves with the expense that goes along with it. What they don't see is how that gets provided for them on the back end. And that is,
Some of them see it and they don't care.
That's the problem. That is ultimately the problem. That's why you said we cannot live with these people.
Right.
And it's true. Because when you tell them this, when you go like, well, you're going to have to take the money from somebody, they're okay with it.
They say, that's fine.
That's fine. Right. Tax the rich.
It's for my vision for the future, so therefore take whatever we need to take for this grand vision of free health care for everybody. We don't care how many eggs we have to break. Which is why I say, that liberty-minded people really need to make the move to New Hampshire. We need to get people who believe in freedom together because there aren't enough of us. You cannot get a libertarian candidate to win anything beyond dog catcher pretty much anywhere in the United States because these ideas are unpopular. Okay, I wish that there were dozens of radio shows talking about the same things that we talk about, but there's not.
But there's one more step, and that is the idea that our current system, whether the government's paying for it or not, and that's a big scam. That's a big wealth redistribution scheme to companies. Because regardless of how redistributionist it is, it's a for-profit system, and they are protecting the profits of the corporations as much as they are, having government control. It's a cycle. It's like a snake eating its own tail, man. It's all one big thing, and the only way to around it is to operate outside the system. That you're not going to get the regulations to disappear. You're going to get one set of regulations, or you're going to get another set of regulations. One group's going to be privileged, or another group's going
to
be privileged.
Well, you could get the regulations to disappear if enough libertarians migrated to the same place to have an actual influence, to actually have enough of success to destroy the status quo, or the status quo, if you will. Thank you, Tritium. I appreciate hearing from you. But, that takes real effort, and most people aren't willing to put any real effort into changing their world. They just want to live through it.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission. Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
GOP lawmakers differ on how to respond to weekend drone attacks on two major Saudi Arabian oil facilities. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The Houthi rebels who claimed responsibility for the attacks on the oil facilities are backed by Iran. That's why the U.S. says ultimately Iran is to blame. Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney says it's a reason why it should be steady as it goes.
We've got a maximum pressure campaign on the Iranians that this administration has put in place that is absolutely working.
Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham suggesting retaliatory military strikes on Iranian facilities. Republican Senator Rand Paul says that could get us into an actual war with Iran.
In the end, when you topple these regimes, you get more chaos and more terrorism, not less.
Tens of thousands of General Motors employees may go on strike. There's no official plans for negotiations. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. If you want, you may take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. And do want to say thank you to Tom, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. AMP means advertise, market, and promote. Amplifiers are those who are joining the AMP program and helping us for $5 a month, although Tom's gold, so that means he's doing $10 a month, so thank you for that. And then you get some perks, you know, you get some bennies, like access to the AMP chat rooms on our Discord server, the AMP only Facebook group, and more. You can get all the details and get signed up with a credit card or PayPal or Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. It helps us get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you're going to love this. But first of all, Ernest Orlando Lawrence, that cousin of mine, you're talking about nukes. He won Nobel Prize for being the first human to split the atom. Your electric, fun fact, which actually is on your topic, is that when you had the last couple of days when I heard you talk about electric, I actually thought about it for a second. I only use one small solar panel. And if I didn't talk to people on this phone, use this phone for the internet and talking, then I could throw that solar panel away, because I don't use electricity for anything else but this thing in my hand right now. And that's So anyhow,
that's a very minimalist lifestyle.
How do you listen to our show?
On the phone.
Oh, really?
On the smartphone. You know, there's six different ways. I can listen on DLive. I can listen on Twitch.
Okay, so you have internet. You've got internet connection.
Yeah, I got a smartphone. So I got a laptop in my hand is what I got. And so,
are you using your phone cell phone connection for your internet?
Yeah.
Yeah,
cell phone.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
And
it's like lights, no hot water.
Yeah, you don't have hot water? Well, of course, you do live in New Mexico, so it's probably pretty warm.
I got a hot tub, dude.
Heated by the sun.
No, usually I can. Actually, if I ever get around to building the solar hot water heating system, I can do that, yeah, very easily. But no, I just use propane to heat hot water.
Nice. Okay, gotcha.
What about lights at nighttime?
Light, I just, I live really close to nature, and so my preferred schedule is sun up to sun down, and so I might use a little bit of light when I first wake up in the morning, but rarely, half the time maybe, and then I just use it maybe half hour or an hour of electric light at night, but the light I use is just little portable solar, like landscape lighting that you put outside in the sun during the daytime for a few minutes and then bring it in, and that's, you know, so it's basically like candlelight is all I need till I go to bed.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's pretty efficient.
And,
do a lot of backpacking.
Yeah, well, not as much as I'd like to. I haven't gone and done fun stuff for a long time. I've just pretty much been at home. But
that's your problem.
That's my problem. The socialist stuff. So get in the mindset of socialism, and then even toward communism, and picking out themes that you said. I've decided recently that I'm basically done. I've been going that direction for years, decades actually. But
going which direction?
You're talking about how to not get beat up by the system, and my salute, that what I've come down to is that you, like what you're talking about moving to New Hampshire and being that way, is similar to what I'm saying, which is along the lines of the Mennonites and the Amish and the Mormons, et cetera, is that you got to get away from these people.
Strength in numbers. There's no doubt about it. You know, Amish communities are very strong against governments in a lot of ways.
The Amish don't have to pay Social Security. Interestingly.
Well, even David's, the minimalist situation would take you away from most of society anyway. So I'm sure he doesn't have to interact or pay into that.
That's true. I mean, I respect that kind of person who just wants to get away from it all. I don't blame that kind of person at all. That's fine. But if you look around the world and you see that things are wrong and you want to do something about it, and you're tired of the big government intruding in people's lives, and you want to do something about it, and you care about freedom, then really New Hampshire's the best bet, because there's activism that is happening here that isn't happening anywhere else. There's more libertarians living here, more voluntarists, more anarchists, people who care about freedom, living here than anywhere else. The natives are naturally inclined towards freedom, generally. Well, I would say most of them, generally. And there's just no better place on the planet to do it. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. But I've got respect for the people that are just like, screw it. I want to get in the middle of nowhere and just leave me alone. I don't blame those folks at all. But I don't want to be that person, because I know that even if that's what I'm doing, that the government goons are still hurting people in those other places in the world, and that's not cool. Yeah. I just don't feel like I could stand by.
That's kind of an altruistic mentality as opposed to like an individualistic mentality, right? Like you can extricate yourself from any situation and get away from all those people. But if you want to see like liberty for all humanity, well, then you got to stay there and, you know, be active and do something different.
I don't know if it's altruism, but you could look at it that
way. Have to create some place that shows as an example that these things can be done. And, you know, maybe New Hampshire will be that place. I tend to think not. I think what it'll stand as is a beacon that it is very difficult to retrofit the state. That's what I think. I live here. It's an awesome place to live. I don't know whether some place that's already established, highly successful from a standpoint, like we have the highest median income in the world, as at least rated by one particular chart. Rich people tend not to be particularly revolutionary. They also tend not to be very leftist either. So it's kind of interesting the way New Hampshire is kind of stuck here in New England, which is a leftist place, but it's very wealthy. Anyway, maybe New Hampshire is the right way to go. Maybe maybe some, you know, somebody gets some special economic zone in some location and is able to set something up from the ground up as opposed to attempting to pop the rivets on the state someplace. And
maybe. We haven't seen that happen yet.
No.
So, you know, once that happens, then let's look at it.
Well, okay. Sure. So some years ago, a buddy of mine showed me a documentary. It's on YouTube for free. And it was like Anarchy in America, Life on the Mesa, or something like that. And it was a pop-up community in like the New Mexico desert, mm-hmm. right, where like the cops don't go out there. Nobody goes out there. There's nothing out there but people who want to be away from, you know, what we would consider civil society. And they build their own stuff in the desert. They pop their own stuffs up. You know, they trade amongst, they have to take the long trip with no roads and the dirt in the desert to get into town for supplies. But they're away from it all. Right. And they don't get harassed by the locals. They don't get harassed by the cops. And it's just a little community just out in the desert. So if you want to live that lifestyle, right, if your only thing is, I don't want to be around the state, right, then there's an example for you. Right. It's available to you. But then sure. You have to go live alone out in the desert with a bunch of.
Or you can go live out in the, the North Pole or something like that, too.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to bug you out there.
The wilderness of Alaska.
Get your little your igloo. And
it's an interesting critique to say to libertarians, hey, why do you have to go someplace that's already been built up through statism and then change it? Why not just find a spot and build your own place that's free? I think one of the arguments against that is as well, it's going to once you build it, then the state comes
in
and
if you're successful.
Attempts to take
if there's
what
money.
You've got.
Like if it's just you camping in the middle of nowhere, then they're not coming anywhere. But if you've created a busy little burg with business.
Burning Man's a good example of you go someplace even if it's just for a week.
Yeah.
And the state comes in.
Well, now they are doing that on state property. So that is one of their problems with Burning Man.
Sure, but it's
well, where can you homestead that's not state property?
Well, no, I wasn't talking about homestead. He's just talking about the Burning Man Festival, which is
Woodstock.
They could have it on private land, and then they'd probably have more freedom to do things without, like right now the Bureau of Land Management, I believe, is a real thorn in their side.
Yeah.
And does not make life easy for the burners. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you do want to learn more about the migration to New Hampshire, there's another great movie, which is actually going to celebrate its fifth year this year, coming up in November. The 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire at 101reasonsfilm.com. That's where you can go to check those out. And it's been a while since I've seen it, but I feel like it's going to hold up over at least the last 5 years.
The original's got to be more than 5 years old, though.
Oh, the list is very old. The list dates back to like 2001. But there's a movie which is a lot more fun to watch than reading a long list.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you want to join us, you can. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You hop into one of those, you'll sound great. Almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And don't forget, you can head over to our website where there are a variety of features. Right now, we are streaming video on a few different platforms. We're on DLive at dlive.lrn.fm. We're on YouTube as well, and Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. And I found out this week that it is what they call Subtember in Twitch land. So on Twitch, you can subscribe to a channel. So there's there's the LRN.FM.
That it's a Twitch thing?
No, that it's about subscriptions.
Oh, you thought it was like sub-dom
Missive
stuff?
Yeah.
Or sandwiches.
No, I didn't. I'm like, oh, no.
No, they call them subs and subscriptions, meaning that you would normally pay $5 to Twitch, and they send $2.50 to LRN.FM, or thereabouts. I think they might take a fee out, but right around that amount. And then Twitch keeps the other half, so they split it in halfsies with what they call their Twitch affiliates. Now, we're not a Twitch partner. That's a higher level that we are nowhere even near reaching, but we are a Twitch affiliate, so we would get half of your subscription amount. And it's $5 a month. We don't really encourage that a whole lot because we have the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com where we get, you know, 90%+, whatever. There's, you know, much smaller fee when PayPal or your credit card company processes a fee for us. But that's not to say we don't appreciate our Twitch subscribers. You do get access to the subscribers' chat rooms on the Discord if you're a Twitch subscriber. Same thing with the LRN.FM Patreons at patreon.lrn.fm. So if you're, you know, if you're contributing to what we do, definitely want to give you some perks for that. But this month on Twitch, and most of our Twitch subscribers come through what's called Twitch Prime. So people that have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch every single month, but you have to keep resubmitting that every single month.
Yeah. I'm a Prime subscriber. I don't use Twitch at all.
Well, now, you know, if you want to, you can. You can throw that our way. Otherwise, Amazon just keeps the money for themselves. So if you use the subscription, then they send us a few bucks. And we've had as many as, I think, like 40 or 50 subscribers in a month. But I don't promote it regularly on the show just because, I don't know, I forget about it. And there's other things to talk about. But so that's a way that you can subscribe to us. If, however, you did want to actually pay for a Twitch subscription, this is the month to do it because they're doing half off. So it's $2.50 instead of $5 this month, and all $2.50 goes to the show in question. So Twitch is saying, well, we'll not collect on this month. So if you wanted to sign up, I don't think it continues. Like, I don't think you get that deal on month number two. I think it's just to incentivize people to try out their subscriptions.
So month number two, they'd be still charged the $5.
Go to $5, I think. I think that's how it works. But, you know, you get a few perks. If you're a Twitch viewer and you don't like their advertisements because they do pre-roll ads, those go away if you're a subscriber. Of course, you can also watch DLive, and then you don't get any pre-roll ads whatsoever. So, you know, there's different ways to watch us. But if you like Twitch, it is September, so you can check that out. Twitch.lrn.fm. Let's go to David. He's in Virginia listening to WLNI in Lynchburg on FM. Hello, David.
How are you guys tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm an entrepreneur, and I've been running the company for about 30 years. And up until Obamacare devastated our plan, we had figured out a free market capitalist way to cover all of our employees for health care. And
really?
That would be affordable both for the employees and for the company. And
you hired a vet?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a pretty deep subject, so I'll try to keep it brief. But the bottom line is where the problem came in originally was they allowed us to get confused between what insurance is and what payment for services are. And people got used to insurance companies being the only people paying medical bills.
Yep.
So what I decided was, I said, look, we're going to get insurance for the things that are least likely to happen but are financially devastating if they do happen.
Catastrophic coverage, as they call it.
Catastrophic coverage. And then the company's going to take the savings between our old group plan and the fact that our employees had to buy these plans. They were typically around $200 a month. And I just tracked it and said, okay, we used to pay $400 to $500 a month to try to get these Cadillac plans, but now we're not paying that. So we banked that money.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, okay, I'm going to pay medical bills, actual medical bills, until I run out of money. And I kept everyone in the company appraised of how we were doing. And the thing was, I never ran out of money. We had more money than we could spend.
How many employees, if you don't mind?
At the time, we had about 15 that were on our plan. We had a total of about 40 employees, but a lot of them were part time. But we
so just to clarify, you were saving about $200 a month per employee times 15, sucking that away in a savings account,
like a medical savings account that covers all the employees.
You're a little backwards there. We were saving everything by having our employees buy the $200 plan themselves.
Catastrophic plan.
Okay.
We had to get them to buy, you know, individual insurance in order to get that to happen because weren't any group. There was no group plan we could get that was just a group catastrophic plan. I kept asking my insurance agent before that we used to have. I said, when are they going to write that policy? And it never came along. So we finally just went and helped our employees shop for catastrophic plans, and then we payroll deducted their amount they paid for their insurance, and we did a thing called list bill with, at the time, we had several different companies, but companies like Anthem, they were major companies. And most of them typically had about a $5,000 deductible, and then it was pretty close to 100% coverage after that. So I kind of figured, okay, we got 15 people, so if we can gradually save up to $5,000 per person, that was my goal, then we'd be covered. And then what you find out is people don't go to the doctor as much as they think they do. So the money just sat there, and we started paying the entire deductibles, and we still couldn't spend all the money we were saving. And so I started thinking, man, we're really on to something here. So I made the silly mistake of calling my state representatives and trying to explain to them what we were doing because I knew that something was going to happen. This was around 2000 that we started doing this, and we did it right up until Obamacare basically made it illegal.
Hmm.
And now we've got about 100 employees. They all hate the insurance, but we're all required to provide it.
Right.
And therefore, there's no money left for this plan that we had that worked so well for everyone. And it's the thing is, though, it all boils down to the fact that we do not teach capitalism in the schools. We don't teach people that insurance is supposed to be for things that are not likely to happen, but if they do happen, they could be crushing.
Devastating.
Yeah, right.
Well, but I mean, what I think is great about this is that
your house.
If your employees like their insurance plan, they got to keep it.
Yes.
And they could go to the same doctor.
They could go to any doctor they wanted, and then if it was something that was out of network, we didn't care. We just paid the bill. If the insurance company didn't pay, we did. And our employees literally spent zero for almost 15 years, 13 and a half years or so. They literally spent $0 for their health care.
You had that in operation for 15 years before Obamacare killed it? Wow.
Yep, and I have the records to prove it, and I've shown them to several of my senators and congressmen, but they're just they're not interested because it doesn't give them any power.
Right.
And,
there's the key right there.
it just solves the problem. And that's the thing is that what's amazing about that is it's not that our employees saved money. They didn't spend any money except for their $200 a month in case something really bad happened. And we'd send them in with checks if they needed to prepay for a procedure. I could not spend all the money that we were saving up in that account.
Incredible.
For what we had been paying for group medical. And then the really cool part about it was at the time, until they got onto this in Obamacare, when I paid a medical bill for them, it was a business expense for the company, but it was not taxable income to my employee.
Nice.
Right.
So you was all done with pre-tax dollars, and it went a very, very long way.
Yeah, I can see why they squashed this.
Wow, what do you know? Decentralization, the solution to healthcare. How about that?
Nobody ever came in with like a boob job and tried to get you to pay for it?
well, no, we had those, but we had money, and we were like elective procedures. We started covering whatever.
Wow.
Because they had a surplus.
We spent all the money. it was insane. And so I'm thinking this can't be that difficult to launch on a national scale.
You don't launch anything on the national scale. You just abolish the stupid crap that they're doing and let people like you figure it out. David, I thank you for the call. We're out of time, but thank you. Best call of the night. Definitely appreciate the story. Really interesting. And we'll see you tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. I'll post this TVA article on our social media, twitter.freetalklive.com, toot.freetalklive.com, telegram.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.